Station out there, come back one more time. This is November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo.
Oh, this is KHCWA. Good morning.
Good morning. This is nice. This is nice. I mean, how I was hearing you on 10, I mean, I could, God, the difference. It's just wonderful. Well, good morning, Kurt. Morning, Janet.
Morning there, Stormy.
Yeah. I went for my volume on my, the volume on my 2980. And I was tuning up my HF, I thought, wow, how did that get there?
Oh, roger on that.
Comment. Sounds like Tony. Yeah, I don't think so. Those folks are to you. Yeah. There you go. You guys got me. I'm sitting in my house dying, looking out and see the baby. Well, Russ and Wedge are out there, and Bob, and I can hear, well, Bob can hear me, but I guess barely, but Wedge and Russ are coming in good, and I hear Kurt, but I just couldn't pull out all of his words, but I could tell he was talking, and we came here, and I just have a whole room full of him.
How about me?
Yeah, you guys are coming right here in the plane.
That was KE4ZYQ, Joe in Clinton Township. You guys are pegging my needle. 60 over.
Good morning, Joe. You got Stormy. I'm out of Chesney, Michigan, about 6 miles northwest in the middle of 5 wooded acres. And call is November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo.
And the other gentlemen out there, yeah, this is Joe Kilo Echo Ford, Zulu Yankee Quebec in Clinton Township, not far from Henry Ford, 19 Mile Road, by Hall Road in Bearfield and Hayes, with an attic antenna, picking you guys up very well today. What's the other gentleman out there, a couple of guys out there, KE4ZYQ?
Well, you got KKC out here.
Well, you're readable. A little difficulty there. Your modulated volume is kind of low, being you're out there a ways, but to get up closer to the mic and spoke right into it without getting too much breath noises, I think it'd pick you right back up. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, we can try. We use a nice test mic at home, but, I haven't talked too much on you always to do, but we're trying to fill for about 7 watts, actually. Jeff, are you in your blind?
Yes, I am.
That is so cool. out deer hunting, and then you're on the radio. Very cool. Go ahead, Kurt.
All right. Well, this is KEHCWA, and I'm in a little town called Crump, Michigan there, a little bit west of them, about 12 miles west of, as you between them. So it'd be like a, yeah. Anyways, this is KEHCWA. Name is Kurt, Kilo Uniform Romeo Tango.
Well, you all are coming in readable, and yes, I think Jeff picked it up there, a little better volume with the HT out in the blind. And good luck. You don't have to go that far to hunt. If you could get a bow and arrow or a crossbow, you could get deer in my front yard every now and then at night, early morning. They cross my driveway. Pick them up on a security camera. I had four deer, one after the other, like a parade, go across the driveway and out towards a little ravine in the neighborhood. This is in the middle of civilization. Hi, how about that? Over to you, Jeff.
Well, it just kind of adjusts the deal antenna. I don't know if it's any better, but, it's a beautiful morning. And, I can see them on the backside. But I have a nice little 6x8 heated hunting shack here with all the accessories and solar power from the roof. And so we'll just call it my second radio shack.
Man cave in the woods.
Pretty man should have that. This is KJC today. Sounded good over here, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt. How's everything today? The old tower is up. The beams are on it. So that was a success. But yeah, we're actually probably, 22-25 feet up on top of a hill overlooking about a 30-acre field and woods and wood plots. So it's a beautiful view back here in the middle of nowhere.
KE4ZYQ, Joe. Well, we might have to start a new name. Instead of POTA, we got to make it BODA. Blinds on the air. There you go.
Work with me being blind, that would be really good. Blinds on the air. Yep.
Well,
here yet or anything, Jeff?
A little bit of ad-lib there on that, but I like that. I like to be blind as this building. Deer blind. We have to have a D. Deer blinds on the air.
You been seeing a lot of deer this morning or no?
Yeah, we've had other neighbors shot at one and this. Takes about 10 to go through, and then the buck comes through. He didn't look too hurt. He was a little guy. Nothing to write home about. I wanted to eat. I just see the doe, and it's early season, so we're not going to get one up yet. We'll wait. But no, I'm just out here with crop control production.
Well, we'll just change that topic to
DBODA,
which was deer blinds on the air. DBODA. There you go. Now we started a new trend. But you guys go to it and talk. You must know each other. I don't know. But I just jumped in to say hello and have a good Sunday, good hunting, no matter if it's for groceries or for a deer. So have fun in DBODA. K4ZYQ, Juliet Oscar Echo, 73.
Well, you have a great day. This is Kilo's Update, Charlie Whiskey Alpha. it's open frequency either, so yeah, come on in. So, but anyways, yeah, good to have you in here. Yeah, we all know each other. We usually get on 10, or and me and Stormy get on 80 once in a while, depending on how the bands are all going and everything. We usually pop back and forth between different areas, 10 meter, 80 meter area, or 75 meter, and either here or two. So, but yeah, 7-3, this is Kilo Delta 8, 70 Whiskey Alpha. Have a great day.
Okay, so yeah, you drop it anytime when we're out here. Yeah, you sound good. You sound good. Yeah, very, very nice audio. So you take care, be safe, and don't talk to you before you have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. This is November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, 5 or 6 miles northwest of Chesting in the middle of 5 wooded acres. I'm lost. Somebody help me.
You can always look in the north and see that north star. That'll get you back. Oh, I forgot. You can feel that north star.
always a good word from Jeffrey.
Jeff, I got a question for you.
Hello, Stormy, I got your mic. I took it apart. Tell me now what was going on with it.
Well, the end of the mic, you know, where it plugs in, I don't know what they call that little metal piece there, I can't think of it now, but, you know, the part that plugs in to your radio, the HF, I've got electrical tape on that because it was showing bare wires about maybe 3/16 of an inch, and I put that electrical tape around it, you know, but it... I put the electrical tape around it, but it keyed up for a few seconds and unkeyed. So, the end of it there, would need to be changed, or like, I mean, if you've got the bottom open, I don't know if it's all open or not, but I know we'd asked about it, I'd asked about a different, you know, cord on it, you know, but then again, I never thought I could just, you know, chop that end off and then put it, you know, put it back on.
Well, I got it apart. The cord looks fine to me. It's nice and new looking. Yes, the wires are pulled out a little bit, but I didn't see anything loose yet. That's why I wanted to talk to you to see. It was working, it wasn't working, it was shorting out or not keying in, so that's what I was looking at. There's a couple of resistors in there too, but I did tear it apart because it looks fine, but I'm going to go ahead and just de-hit all the terminals with it and shorten that up, put some string tube on it, but yep, just wanted to know.
Okay, yeah, the only thing rattling, I guess if you want to call it rattling, which you'd have to probably, well, you wouldn't even hear it. You know that one leg I showed you where the little rubber leg was, you know, just a little loose on it? The guy at Ace Hardware said they ran out of the right length of screws, but this one... He says it works. It's a little bit longer, you know, but it works. So that was the thing there. But besides that, it's nothing rattling. Just that, you know, that leg loose because the screw's just a little too long. And then the end of it there. Well, I'm sure you saw where I saw the where I electrical taped it, but that didn't help. N8RHK.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. So So how's the radio sounding now? I just turned the mic up a little bit. I don't know if it went too much or not.
That sounds great to be heard. Hey, Jeff, I got a question for you.
Good, Jeff. Just got a question for you, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, what I got a question for you is, did you get a chance to put that 80 meter up?
Not at the moment. I got it strung out, but I was putting up my other two antennas, and then I found my dipole was not working on one, so I got that up, and then I got a little problem with the 10 meter fell down, so I got that back up, so I'm working towards it. Of course, right now you see what I'm working on.
I was just curious if you had a chance to put her up or whatever. Well, getting her strung out anyways, that's started with it. you still may need to trim depending on what it's set for, pretty close into from 3800 to 4 megahertz, about where it's at, but you may need to trim. What I usually do is get it right about 3900. I'll start there and trim it out to where I get my lowest SWR there at that point. And, you know, you may be a little higher at 38 and 4, but you know, a good tuner in between there. Yeah. Anyways, back to you. This is KDA CWA.
Yeah. No, I thought about this. That's going to be good having just a straight 80. And I actually got a bunch more 213 coax from one of the guys at the other club. My elder, I should say. My mentor. So he gave me, probably 250 feet of 213, so I got lots of cable, but yeah, I also been spending time. I got the tower up, got the end, set of beams hooked to it, it's all up, and then I had to straighten them out, so all in due time. I got to throw some more ropes in the trees and drag the feed point out so I can do it. I'm waiting for one more feed point to hook back on one of the off-center fed dipoles I got. The whole end of it actually pulled out. KTCI, back to Mr. Storm.
I was just going to say, what do you think of the build on the apex point there? Because I built like four of them like that and that, and one of my 80 meters that I got, well, my 80 meter up there, and then my 40 and 20 and 10, one is built the same way. I was just wondering what you thought of the construction of it.
No, you got some heavy wire on, so that helps. I mean, especially for tension, you know, it'll help with the keep the band nice and wide. But no, everything looks good. I have a check to see what you had for a coil. What do you got on that? 4-1, 9-1.
No, there's no balm, it's just straight. I hear that if you really want to have a good setup, your balm should be at your radio. What I do is I got just a 1-to-1 balm going going to my 80 meter. I don't use a 4-to-1 or a 64-to-1 or whatever, or whatever on that. Just a 1-to-1 there by the radio, actually coming off the radio into the main running off. And that's all I've run. That, or you put it up at the apex, you can put it there too. Just a 1-to-1 in line. But yeah, there's no Baum, and it's just a straight feed through type connector there.
Okay, so basically just that. So, yep, because it should be resident, so you shouldn't need anything. So, as long as she comes down at 50 ohms, we're all good to go. So the choke, if you use the antenna wire, coax, or more antenna, that's where, like with my POTA antenna, I got this built-in choke on the end of it, and I put that towards the antenna, because it's not a resident antenna, so I want to keep all the RF off the coax coming to the radio, so I hook it up to the antenna. But if you need longer for tuning, you can flip it around, so I understand. Gotcha. Okay, KCI.
That'd be it. I was just curious there what you thought of construction-wise of it and everything. I got a spool, wire, from a electrician friend of mine there, and it was really heavy stuff, and he wasn't going to use it, and heck, he had a whole spool of it, and I made like 12 antennas out of that whole spool. So yeah, anyways, alright, well, Stormy and Jeff there, I gotta go do some things here with the dog and get her straightened around. And so we'll let you go, and bid you 7-3s to everybody there. This is Kilo Delta 8, Charlie Whiskey Alpha, 7-3s, guys.
Yes, nice to be able to hear you and talk to you. That's pretty good, but I can hear and talk to you sitting in my blind on the little rat-tail walkie-talkie. That's what I got, is the 880 here that I'm talking back to you. So that makes me feel good. I do got a outside little arrow base antenna out here.
We're all just jumping
up, but hey, live the life, you do what you need to, so you gotta have what you want. So, you take care, Kurt, and we'll talk at you. KCI, we're standing by.
KCWA. You and your beautiful wife take care, be safe, have a fantastic day, Kurt. Sounding good this morning. KD8CWA, N8RHK. Over to Daniel Boone.
Baby Crockett, sir.
Okay, that's... Yeah, they said that, for the Alamo, they said that they went to the fort, they'd have a whole lot better chance, and it'd be, better. But Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, Jim Bowie, he said no, he wanted to stay at the Alamo because he had all this gold that he had gotten when he went into, I guess, Mexico or Spain or something, and I guess shouldn't have or whatever, and he came back and he hid it in the Alamo, and that's why he had everybody stay there at the Alamo. What a waste.
Well, there's some history that I did not know on the gold thing. Got some Spanish bullion from there. No wonder they came and wanted to take that Alamo. I had to get the gold back. That was interesting. So the John Wayne one, that was pretty cool. I thought that was good. No, wish you could be sitting here. It's nice. You can enjoy the geese that flew over we've got a pond right next to us, and we just say fly out of here, out of the pond. But, no, other than that, well, we can get back on that 10-meter and tell everybody that they missed it. We're all talking, and I think even Russ could get to the Saginaw repeater, I think, 330. But, you know how it is. Hey, peace out, back to you.
Yeah, I don't think Russell would, you know, like you said, he's got all of his stuff right there on 305, which is cool. And, but when we've been out there talking before about moving, I told him, I says, my being was tuned on 28400. I says, and I can go anywhere and hit my antenna tuner and, yeah, it's not an original, not to say original, but it's not a true match, you know, but what's the antenna tuner for? It's a fool of the radio. And what's the end result? It's match. And a lot of people just don't want to leave their frequency and stuff, which I think is great, you know. But a lot of times you get the Roger beeps and all this other stuff from down below coming in, and I'm not even listening to that. I'll find someplace else to go.
Well, what's nice is you just, this would be a different, you know, this is our backup, and that's all you need, you know. You just, if you can't hear on 10 sometimes, because everybody's crashing, but then, you know, Bob and John and all them, they can't reach over here either, so you just have to play it by ear and do whatever, but there should be nothing wrong with whatever. The target's 305, and that's what we target. But if you can't hear, there's no sense hitting it. Just, I mean, you can go to 38 whatever, you know, if you needed to. I'm sure everybody could get on there.
Russell, NRHK, Russell, you know, Russell, Bob, me, Kurt. I forget the frequency, but we was on HF. I mean, my God. Well, you've been there, too, yeah. And you guys just come in, I mean, just a full room. I even went down, Kurt said that he had a QRP rig, and he was only doing 20. And, you know, and being blind, I can't see my meters and all this stuff, whatever, so you know, he had told me about that, and it's very, very interesting. A lot of times I enjoy listening to guys that I feel know what they're talking about, you know, learn stuff, and because there's information out there all over the place. When you're in public, at the mall, it doesn't matter. Just if you hear people, you know, whatever they're talking about, it's, a lot of times I hear somebody talking about something, I thought, wow, that makes sense. And maybe I'll try it, and I think, hey, that works great, it's better, you know, so sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. It ain't RHK.
A-K-T-I, and yes, we will get to read and watch YouTube, but even YouTube you can listen to, but yeah, I mean, it's just going around the band and scanning, you always have the conversation that you can listen to, because everybody's always talking about their antenna and their setup, and most people want to tell you all about their antenna and setup, so. Yeah, I don't know, the beams are good. I mean, I can hear better on that sometimes than I can on anything else, you know. I mean, Dave is really different. I mean, I put him on my 10-meter wire. He doesn't come in as good as anybody else. I put him on my off-center fed dipole, and he comes in loud and clear. Same with the beams now. He comes in right loud and clear, but yeah, I don't think the transfer is out that much, so maybe the transmitter isn't as good.
All Well, it might be because I'm in the middle of 5 wooded acres, but, you know, you've seen my IMAX. It's on my chimney with a galvanized strap, you know, holding it there. And in the bottom of the pipe, it's sitting on like a piece of wood. Jim got out in the woods. So it would be sitting on the roof. You know, that's as high as I am. I had thought at times on, I don't know, you know, probably had to be a tower. But, you know, to find something or whatever and probably what it cost and that, it's, I mean, right now on my IMAX, when I go, like with Kurt on the beam, or not Kurt, I'm sorry, Dave, on the beam, oh yeah, he's hammering in here. And if I flip and go to my IMAX, I mean, my God, he drops like 3/4, if not more. I'm talking audio for what I'm hearing. And then when I go back to the beam, I mean, wham, big, big, big difference. Like I say, I'd like to get my IMAX up higher, but I don't know how I do it. I'll have to think, well, no. I'll have to think about that on how I can maybe get my IMAX up higher in 8RHK.
So you're just hooked to the chimney. I didn't look when I was over there, but you know, I got a way we could get it up higher. I mean, it don't weigh nothing. I got like a 25-foot pipe you could just push up. Put it on top of that. Put another one inside that, and that'd be easy just to put up in here. And I know there's a little tower too. I think it's probably maybe 25 feet, maybe 30. That would be easy to put up, but I'll just a pipe, stick it up in the air. But sometimes, you know, 10, 20 feet to make the difference, but especially in the woods, it's all, you know, you can go underneath all the foliage, or you can go through the trunks where there isn't as much interference, but you don't know until you try. I do got lots of 213 cable, so if you need some of that, it was gifted to me, so I'm a giving guy to Christmas time.
I never thought of that. The pipe I have out here, I've got some I think that are 21 foot long, but, you know, they're 1.5 inches or 1.25 inches, and the pipe that Jim's got the IMAX on, it's 8 foot, 8 foot pipe. And then that's sitting like on a block of wood he got out of the woods, so it wouldn't be sitting on the roof. And from the ground up, I don't know how high it is I can picture him in my mind, not the gutters. All the things that run when your roof comes down and it stops, and right there the water runs through the gutters or whatever it may be. I don't know how high up that is, but then you know, the 8 pipe or the 8 foot there, and so that's my height right there.
Well, we'll just have to look at it when I come back over and drop off the mic. Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. So you probably got at least 18 feet. So you're probably 20 feet up right now. So, yep. Yeah, well, it sounds good. It's working. Everything is working. So bring my meter over and check the SWR and see what everything is. sometimes it's just a loose connection and make a big difference, but all it sounds good, that's all that matters.
Well, I mean, I thought, well, that's why I got the beam. I guess the IMAX wouldn't have to go higher, because if I wanted to, I hear somebody and I want to talk to them and they're real low, move my beam, but God, I hate to move my beam, because not being able to see, it's on my rotor thing, I'm not sure, you know, if I count my seconds to where I want to go, and then when I come back, I don't think the rotor's moving at the same speed, and you know, and then I gotta go through the thing of putting the beam back on, trying to find my spot there, and because if not, I can go on the IMAX and I can hear Kurt and Russell and Wedge and you. But I I think it's raining. Something's starting here. I got my window open. I'm hearing something. It's falling. Like, I hate to say it, but like maybe, like snow crystals, what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like rain hitting. And, you know, but I guess to think of it, it's working good now and everything, and if I need something to do, I could move it. But that's what it's for, you know, is to move it and stuff. And I did that to Carlos one time. I did that to Carlos one time down on the island of Jamaica in Puerto Rico? Island of Puerto Rico, I think. Man, that's terrible. Can't remember. KK4. Jeez. I don't believe that. But, you know, he always comes in good. He's moving back to the States on stuff, Georgia, and that'll be cool. N8RHK.
A8KCI. Yeah, well, and you're pointing north right now, so I'm just trying to think how nice to be. You could tell, like, at least every 15 degrees, yeah, 45, yeah. Every 90 degrees, it would say something, you know, like east, north. That would definitely be really cool for you, because then you at least know where you're at. You could get back to where you are. I have to look at that. That's good. I'll have to figure that out. There's got to be something for that to be. So, nope. I think it's here. Oh, there they are. There's three there now. Out in the field. He's just out there eating away at all the cover crop I planted for him. So, I guess they're just eating it off the tree. So, nope. It's all good. It's all the way there with Rugby and Kamana HP sitting out in the middle of the woods talking to you.
I think that is so cool with EHT. You know, you can be out there in the woods, like in your blind, and not your blind, but I should say in your blind. And I never was a hunter. Well, I got out of the service in 70, and I was working construction almost a year before when I was out. That's when my accident happened in 71. So I'd gone with my dad, you know, before when I was in school, high school and stuff, whatever, but after I got out, I was working construction, never got back at it.
Well, this is just one of them things. Yeah, I've been hunting in Alaska a lot, stuck on it all the time, so being sitting still, just we're not usually good at that. I guess now when you see Tyler, you finally get a little more relaxed.
Okay, I just got the word my daughter's up. So, hey, it's been a pleasure. You're sounding good. Like when Joe said about getting closer to your mic, yeah, that made a and when you turned it up.
Yeah, that made a big, big, big difference. All right, K8KCI, been a pleasure, sir, and I wish you all the best and all the good numbers on your hunting expedition. I hope you do good. So you take care, be safe, and have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you later. K8KCI, November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo 73, good morning.
Sounds good. Sounds good. You appreciate it. You appreciate it. And, you take care. I'll talk to you guys in the morning. 28305. Maybe he should be hitting you. You're working on that, Mike. So just Kilo 8. Kilo 8 coming in. Yeah, he'll be clear. Stand by.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha, X-ray, monitoring.
K8LAX NAWRO
NAWRO K8LAX. Sounds like you have some people working in the background. How are you today, Tim?
That was just too many radios, too much static. It should be better now. So far, so good. How about yourself, Dean?
I'm doing all right. I was starting to wonder if I had upset the radio world. But good chunk of yesterday and today, I haven't gotten anybody to come back. So, but yeah, just dropped the daughter off at work. She's got a long day ahead of her. They're doing inventory today. And I'm going to go help a friend out with a car, and then got some team stuff to do to get prepared for the meeting later on this afternoon.
Well, that sounds good. I do notice the weekends tend to be, you know, kind of quiet compared to Monday through Friday, some even more so than others. The football game's not on now. It's not until tonight. Of course, we had college ball for Saturday, so a lot of college games. But, hey, what radio are you on? It's sounding good now, but that's your mobile, right?
Yeah, affirmative. This is a much better, much, much better radio. This is the Yaesu FTM300D, definitely much, much better radio. So I'm still working on that. K8ZRI had a friend that does some retired from circuitry work, so I think I'm gonna inquire on acquiring the chips and stuff I need and sending it out over to her and possibly doing the microphone upgrade. Just even if I don't use a radio, just so I have another radio in the arsenal. I guess I don't feel right just tossing it in the garbage. When it does power on, it does receive, and it does still transmit. Over.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not worth putting it, not worth decommissioning it altogether and putting it out with e-waste. It's not that far gone, so I would definitely give it a try. And, you know, more often than not, you're going to be successful. And if not, worst case scenario, you brick it or it just doesn't work, well, hey, you tried. It's worth it just to get it up to, like, let's say, backup quality.
Yeah, absolutely. I like I said, I bought it very early on. It was my very first, I guess I wouldn't call it a high-powered radio, but everything before that radio was just Baofengs. I got it back in late 18, maybe early 19, and I bought it used for like $100, $150, $160, something like that, and it was good to me until it wasn't, so I don't necessarily see an issue, but it's definitely not a feature-rich radio. I pulled it up into Chirp and opened up the options. There is almost nothing in that radio. Although front face panel, it's got cross-band repeat, it's got AM receive capabilities and a bunch of stuff there, but in the settings menu, there's almost nothing. Back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, and then, you know, when they're saying, well, there's got to be a mic cane. No, there doesn't have to be a mic cane. There's plenty of radios without a mic cane on it. And you go in the CPS, and it's just not there. And there's not much you can do about that. It's either there or it's not.
Well, there's a couple people in the chat that were saying that I should just leave the chips, but With as many problems as there is with those chips and how bad it's overdriven with its voltage, I feel better, even if they're not completely fried, I feel better just replacing them with new, putting the diodes in and possibly doing some modifications to the mic. There's a gentleman, I didn't really get the gist of what the comments were when Riley commented on it, but I guess Riley has the same radio, and he has someone that also had the same radio and did the same work to his radio, but he didn't put the diodes in, and the chips blew out again. Very, very short-lived without those diodes. But TYT did not put them in. The solder pads are there, but they did not install them. Over.
That is so odd. No doubt a cost-saving measure, I would presume. But, I'm going back to look right now what the comments were. But I think you're on the right path, and you have the equipment to do it. You have the skills to do it, so, you know, why not? And then, again, worst-case scenario, maybe Santa Claus brings you a new radio, but I don't think it'll come to that, so... But I tell you what, I should post the picture of one of those Go boxes. Don't be too shy about asking the boss for one of the Go boxes, especially if you're doing a net. They're going to give it to you for doing a net. I mean, that's a given right there. They displayed them at the meeting yesterday to the other counties, and I took a photo, so I'll post it. I mean, I know you probably saw it before, but I'll post it. And it's definitely my radio, so... And mine's just under your mobile, right? Mine's a FTM 150, so you should be fairly familiar with it. But it does have he's got a PL250 or SO239 connector where you can attach your exterior antenna and just go with 110 power too. So I mean it's an option to think about. But my understanding is Dave's going to have a few, and then Mike will have a few. So north and south, I think you were in on that. So you could just sign one out from Dave and give it a shot. But, you know, if you want to, it's up to you.
I mean, yeah, I could, like, if I don't have this fixed before the next net, I could sign one out. I just don't want to keep one signed out and then, you know, keep using it at the house for just general QSOs when those are meant to be used for, you know, being actually signed out for stuff. I'd rather have, you know, something of mine personal, which I'm sure you understand. But if it comes down to doing a net and I have to have something, then yeah, I'll inquire. But that's what I was trying to explain when I responded to that, and then I was told not to be afraid. And it's like, well, I'm not afraid. I want something of my own, and it's not like I don't have radios. Because I mean, right up until I put that antenna up, I just hooked up a Baofeng and to my external, and I was getting into the nets with my Baofeng.
Yes, sir. I do remember that, and it was a good signal as well. So, yeah, I understood exactly what you meant. You know, you're just not going to sit there and have it, you know, for 6 months be your radio. No, that's not that. That would be the opposite of what we're saying. But then, on the same token, like I was mentioning with other hobbies, some of us share. We don't want. I personally wouldn't want to see them be safe queens. I think that's the term, safe queens. You know, they should get out and get used a little bit and put them through their paces. And then as soon as you're done with it, yeah, return it, of course. But actually, I'm going to end up doing it, you know, one point. No rush, because it is the same radio I have. But I do like to look closer at Mike's build. He did an awesome job on that. So I'll throw that one photo up on Discord, too, just so you guys can kind of zoom in and take a close look. He 3D printed some stuff, the little bracket that holds the SO239s. You did a good job, so.
Yeah, I only seen what he brought into the meeting as some of his rendition. He had some modifications he wanted to make. I am definitely curious to see what his final go on it was. Also, for your reference, I did take and pass the PIO basics from FEMA.
Excellent. That's good news. Now, so does that mean that Fed site at least is open?
Well, I took the test yesterday, and it pulled up that, and it let me pull up my transcript. So, yes, the FEMA training site is available. This is KE8LAX for ID.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. What do you think about, I know you were thinking about this as well, but and I'm sure you'll get to it when you feel like it, but what about Skywarn? I wonder if they're, I got to go check. The only thing I've been checking is the lookup for FCC, and they still weren't open. I was thinking maybe tomorrow they would be back online, so I'm hoping for that. But yeah, I'll have to go check Skywarn and see if they're open for those that might want to go ahead and knock it off before the springtime.
So I'm not entirely worried about it, because we were just invited to Riley's Skywarn training, which is at the end of this week.
Oh, that is awesome. If he's got an in-person class, do you know if it's those guys training, or did they get someone from the Weather Service? Did they clarify that? Either way, it's fine. That'd be great, especially for you, because I know you're waiting for that, I think, for a level, right?
That's correct. So my my level one with that will be complete, and then I can get some of the stuff that I've done for level two signed off on. But because I didn't have Skywarn, they couldn't sign off on my level one, so they can't sign off on what I've done for level two yet.
So So on the PIO, sir, just attach that to your book, and I'm not sure. Did I give you level 3? Because level 3, I didn't print that out for everybody, but I'm not sure if that's actually in there anywhere, but we always just attach whatever training we have to our packet. For the time being, you're the keeper of your own records. That may be changing next year. We'll see how that goes.
So I don't think you gave me a level 3 in the book. I don't think you gave me level 3. I'm not entirely too concerned about it at the moment, because I'm just going to pluck away at at level 2. I just wanted to for sure get level 1 done, because I know in the bylaws there's rules about like not having an ID until you have level 1. And it's like, well, I'm at level 1, but, you know, I haven't completed it, so I've just been really trying to hammer out that. But with the government shutdown, Skywarn's been tricky. But as you already know, I was a member of Riley's group, and he never – we just decided to keep me on the email list. So I messaged him on his Discord, his team's Discord, and he thought everyone was welcome, so I'm going to attend that and do my Skywarn with him. Over.
Oh, yeah, they're very accommodating over there. Dave's really happy that we're working so close with them. We want to kind of keep it as it's not one organization. They're two different counties, but yet they're our brother agency, so we should have it, put it this way, kind of fluid between the two organizations. They can come here anytime. We can come over there. I think that's the way they're kind of running it over there. Looking at the task book right now, and, yeah, Mike, that level 3 is just amazing. What's on there? There's so much on there. So I'm not sure if any volunteer is really going to complete level 3, but you know, it's out there. I can get it to you if you ever want to look at it. But I hear what you're saying. Level 1 is indeed the minimum for deployment, other than the set. The set, you do not have to have level 1. That's not, you know, necessary for that, because it's not, the set is not exclusively ARPSC. It's hams in general. You just need the ticket. But, yeah, level 1 is good, and I understand your situation. You can't get there from here until you get Skywarn.
Yeah, that's correct. So that's just what I'm aiming for. And when I got that email, I was like, oh, perfect. I don't have to worry about online. They're hosting it at their EOC. So I had mentioned it to Dave, because I don't know if there's anyone else that needs in person, but he did say everyone welcome, so I would assume that would mean if somebody needs that training, SCC EOC will be hosting it this week.
Very good. I got mine this past spring, but I will be taking it again when we have it at MISD the coming spring in 26 next year. I really do enjoy having it in person. I've broken record. I keep telling you this, but I understand that, you know, some people do have to take it online just to get it. But I'm glad that you're going to get an in-person class. It's helpful. And then I want to take a deeper dive in, I was telling you, in that MyCon, what MyCon's role is. And I was talking to the one guy, the EC for the new EC for Oakland County, whose name escapes me right now, but he was really nice. Chatted with him a little bit yesterday, and because White Lake is in Oakland County, that's the reason that they're kind of the other side of MyCon. They staff the MyCon net for our person to call into. It's been Dave, but prior to that, Jeff will handle both duties, the Skywarn net for our county, plus he would just call into MyCon if we actually had something to report. But I find that kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. So the PIO training, I was misinformed, so I got to talk to Dave. I'll probably get at the meeting. Because you can take, it's an independent study for the first one, and the rest of them are actual, either virtual or classroom courses that you have to take. And there's, I think, four or five, there's even an executive PIO course. So I don't know how far he really wants me to go with it, and if he actually wants me to take the in-class or what have you. I'm not 100% positive, but I did get that. And he was like, oh, no rush. I'm like, but I don't want to hold that title and not have some sort of, you know, classification or something that supports that title.
Yeah, I follow you on that. That's, of course, his call totally, as you understand. But also the expense, watch out for expenses. If there's any expense to that, you may want to consider holding off for the additional classes until after we get the nonprofit all buttoned up, because once the nonprofit is buttoned up, maybe that expense won't be yours.
I agree. I'm just curious if he's okay with just the basic course, or if he does want the education to go further. That's really my question. But I just got to my destination. I gotta do a little bit of electrical diagnostics here. God, I love it, but you know, not really. So I'm gonna say 7-3s and clear out on your final. This is KE8. LAX over to NWRO.
KE8LAX from NWRO. Have a good one, Dean. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. Clear.
Seven threes, KE8LAX, clear.
KI5BC, you listening? Whiskey.
Dansville, connection failed.
Bravo Net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346 decibels and 7232 kHz. These are the designated University frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net, and regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KDNRHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of Emergency Coordinator. For the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. Bravo, Bravo, Bravo Uniform, Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta, Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-ray, Bravo, November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Officer, East Station, Peacock, and again, other stations for the next week.
Hello, on Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KB8SWR.
Other stations, please call.
This is November 8, November Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo, roger, you are loud and clear. Thanks for checking in.
This is Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Sierra Delta.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Charlie Delta, roger, good to hear you. You are on the roster, out.
KBSWR.
Kilo Bravo 8, you're with your Romeo. Got you, Jeff. Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Max is out today, so covering District 7, and Mike WB8TQZ is not able to cover the net today, so I gladly jumped in and helped out today. So this past week, there was the FEMA Region 5 Oxcom work group. We had that. That was Wednesday evening. Also on Thursday night was the Oxcom work group meeting too. So was at both of those, or listened in on both of those. So looking forward to mainly the stuff for the Oxcom work group was still looking for some stuff to do for the Interop conference, and as far as getting invites and stuff sent out next month, so that was pretty good. And then the FEMA Region 5, that one had a pretty good turnout for that one as well. So I went to a third meeting on Wednesday night, and then also I did a podcast on Friday morning with a local vendor, and talked about the local outdoor warning sirens. for the what we're doing for emergency management locally. So that was pretty fun. I got that lasted for about 15 or 20 minutes. So it'll be it was recorded and I'll send it out at a later date. So anyways, that's all I got here. We'll go ahead and start here at the top of the list, and then I'll do another call here in a few. So November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform, you're up for comment.
No real input here. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful day. I told Jeff he needs to get in here earlier. It takes me 4 minutes before the net's supposed to start. Having me go restart computers doesn't really work for me. But hopefully he'll take it to heart. Nothing new here. Just all right along. Thanks for being that control. Like I told Jeff, I always tune in an hour before and monitor the frequencies before the net even happens. So I know who's up above and who's below and whatever. I'll be monitoring.
N8OBU. N8OBU, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And thanks for getting things linked up, too. So, going pretty good, and I'm glad you're doing well. This is KD8RHB. Next on the list is Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta.
KD8RHB and the Michigan ARPSC Net. This is KJDB, CRO for Washtenaw County. The thing that happened here was is on Saturday we had our district-wide, D2-wide, EC-AEC meeting where the EC's, the deputy EC, and the DEC 2 got together and discussed what was going on. And upcoming things. It was a very interesting meeting. I'd like to thank Jay Pirtle and Macomb County for hosting it at their EOC. It's a nice brand new building. Very, very, very nicely equipped. Somewhat jealous. It's actually a very nice venue. We discussed an awful lot of things that we're doing. Big thing was capabilities that we would like to work on. Discussed various things around the SEP. We would like to approve and some other issues along those lines, some housekeeping goodies and other stuff like that. It was a very, very good meeting. Enjoyed it. And it's always good to get together and meet the rest of the troops and see what's happening and exchange ideas. That's basically what even remotely interesting news is from Washtenaw County and District 2. Like I said, it was a good meeting. We're getting some stuff done. Slow but steady progress is hopefully what we're doing. Anyway, thanks for picking up the net, Brett. I certainly appreciate that. I thought about it, but I'm working my smoker today doing some stuff, and I really can't predict when things are going to be ready. It's all temperature dependent, so I kind of sort of backed off a bit there. But once again, thanks for picking it up. Appreciate that. Also, thanks to Central Michigan Emergency Network for setting up the frequencies and the VHF UHF links. So, with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you for your comments. And, yeah, those area-wide meetings or district-wide meetings, those are good. Try to have one every month. It does get everybody together and kind of see what's going on around the district. So it's always good to do those. Yeah, thank you for checking in, and good luck with your smoker. So, all right. Next on the list, then I'll do a standby, is Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
Thank you, Brett. This is WD-8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Once again, Charlie in Kalamazoo County in the little town of Vicksburg. I tuned out frequency because somebody was kind of jamming the net up about 1.75 kilohertz for a sweepstake CQ, but it looks like that person moved on, so the frequency is a lot more clear now. Nice to hear a couple more county ARES members checking in on this net. And I'll let Gary talk about the past week's Kalamazoo County Races meeting that we had at the EOC. And speaking of Gary, I saw him again yesterday as I attended the Fort Wayne Ham Fest. It was a little better set up than I remember it. I didn't go in 2024, but the layout was better, and there was certainly a lot of room to move around. Things were not congested, and there was not a gigantic attendance, but, you know, there was a lot of hams moving in and out. You know, there were new hams moving in when other hams that had been there a while had moved out. So it was constantly busy, and we were there till about noon, 12:30, somewhere in there, and we got there about 9:30, so... spent some time, saw some hams from different places. Unfortunately, a couple of the vendors that usually go there were not there. So looks like there'll have to be some mail order going on, even though I prefer not to do that. So that was my ham activity for yesterday. I came home with a small camouflage backpack for handhelds and other QRP portable rigs, and came home with a couple aftermarket handheld antennas to replace some of the other ones that were getting banged around. You know, after 10, 15 years of the same handheld, sometimes the antennas just don't survive very well. Given various field activities, and sometimes even in storage, handheld antennas can get crushed and bent the way they were not designed to do. So I took advantage of one of the vendors being there and picked up a couple of antennas. So, Brett, back to you, and let you carry on, and you got a nice signal over here, and so it sounds like 40 meters is open for the day. 88RHB from WDNHB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you, and good to tell you had a good time at the session. All right, we'll take a quick standby. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. If there's anyone wishing to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, if you're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network link or feeders, UHF or KHF, you may also check in. Please call K88RHB. Nothing heard. November 8th, Romeo Oscar, Tim, you're up for comment.
Thanks, Brett. I appreciate it. As Jim mentioned, we did host the D2 Emergency Coordinators meeting yesterday morning. I had a fun time assisting people into the building for that. Total of 10 members showed up. We had, of course, our own DC Dave and Deputy DC Mike. Then we had St. Clair, Wayne, Oakland, and, of course, Jim from Washington. It all went off with without a hitch, just most degrees there, and I'm glad the meeting was a success. So with that, I'll just turn it back over to Ned. It's always good to put some faces to call signs when you see meet people in person. So that's all I got. NAWRO, Macomb County, V2, back to Ned Control. Thanks, Brett.
All right, November 8th, with you, Romeo Oscar, Tim, Dan, thank you very much for your comments and checking in. Good to hear you. All right, next on the list, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, this is Zulu November. You're up for comment.
Alpha 88, RAC, good to community emergency response work for the last 20 years at least, and have enjoyed every minute of it. Currently, I am pretty much unemployed there as emergency service vet, so anyone who wants to grab a community operator, well, here I am. Other than that, I don't don't have very much else. It was a bad day.
Traffic for the net, please call.
November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel.
Yeah, he asked for your call again, Drake.
Yeah, sorry. November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel. Name here is Drake, and we're in Traverse City.
Roger, all right, November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel. Go ahead with your comments, sir. Thanks for checking in.
Well, not a whole lot to report here. Worked on a repeater over near Benton County yesterday. Got them on our northern Michigan Link Repeater Network Hub. And everything's working good there. Not a whole lot else to report. Just been busy working and all that stuff and surviving. Thanks for throwing in the shout-out there, Jeff. 3-5 is on the network and looking for more participation from hams up here. So, all right, back to net. November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel.
November, I'm here using the 3-5 repeater in Traverse City. Just figured I would check in and get on your list there.
Well, all right, then I got you added on the list. Do you have any other comments from the net?
No, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to check in, though, and good evening to everyone. November 8, Charlie, November.
Your call again?
Kilo Delta 8,
Bravo Delta Foxtrot.
Delta 8, Bravo Delta Foxtrot, roger. Do you have any comments for the net?
Yeah, it's Brian in Grand Ledge, Michigan. Just have a question. I'm kind of getting overlaid, like some muffled, almost echo on top of everything on two different radios. Do you know what that would be?
We're tuned in to HF. You are listening to an HF remote on UHF. That's why you were hearing the noises that you're hearing.
Very good. That's kind of what it sounded like. That makes sense. I appreciate it. Thanks. KD8BDF, back to control.
All right. Because I'm that control operator, you're legal to talk. This is an 8OBU.
All right. Very good. Kilo Delta 8, Bravo Delta Fox. Yeah, like you said, you're able to check in on that. Control point operator, so feel free anytime. All right, any other stations, please call. All right, I think that's a wrap. I want to thank everyone that took time out of their afternoon to check in on the set. I want to thank everyone for their comments.
UHF Hub, disconnected.